From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we begin today with a story on policing and citizenship. But in our social media age, it's also a story about how facts can be distorted and bent in service of partisan agendas. There's a new law that's set to go into effect in Illinois starting next year that could change how police departments hire new officers. Essentially, people who are not full citizens but who are legally allowed to work in the country and legally allowed to carry firearms in the country can apply to become police officers in Illinois. Backers say it can help police departments struggling to recruit new officers. But others, particularly a number of Republican politicians, many from outside Illinois, say it will allow an individual who themselves might be breaking a law to arrest others for breaking the law. Now, whether that statement is factual depends on a number of points we're going to get into in a moment. But that ambiguity has not stopped talking points such as these.
If you look at some members of Congress, they were quite vocal this weekend, one of them being Mary Miller, an Illinois representative, and she wrote in Twitter in part, "No sane state would allow foreign nationals to arrest their citizens."
How do we know in this set of circumstances if one of these individuals that they're going to hire as a cop has an allegiance to another country?
I cannot go to China, no other country in the world, being a non-citizen and become a police officer. And I just think that's wrong.
Now, those comments are despite the fact that a majority of Republicans in the Illinois House of Representatives actually voted for this law twice. As that suggests, there's a lot more to this than a single tweet or soundbite can contain. So joining us to talk more about the law is its lead sponsor, State Representative Barbara Hernandez. She's a Democrat who represents Aurora, North Aurora, and Batavia, all in the western suburbs of Chicago. Representative Hernandez, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I should also note that the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police declined to join us today. We also invited State Representative John Cabello, who's also a Rockford police officer and one of the co-sponsors of this legislation. He did not respond to our invitation. If you have questions for the sponsor of this law, you can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455 or email talk@21stshow.org. We're only going to be talking about this until about 22 minutes past the hour, so don't wait too long. 800-222-9455. All right, Representative Hernandez, can you just briefly explain what is in the law? What are its provisions?
Of course. I think you did a beautiful job explaining, and thank you so much for making sure you got the right information. I think there's so much misinformation going on right now. But the bill itself will allow permanent residents who are legally here, able to work, legally able to obtain a firearm, be able to apply to become a police officer. DACA recipients are also listed. However, that part of the bill is symbolic at the moment, simply because they are not able to have a firearm. I know there's going to be some departments that might be finding other ways to navigate that. That's on their own. My bill itself will allow DACA recipients upon federal approval. So if the federal government decides DACA recipients do get an opportunity to have a gun, they will qualify for this. However, like I said, right now for January 1st, 2024, the bill that the part that will be enacted will be the legal permanent residence.
So where did the idea for this law come from?
It came from different states that I was able to do some research, mainly California. But also, I thought it would be a great opportunity for legal permanent residents, DACA recipients, to open their pool of jobs, opportunities for their career. But at the same time, we see a shortage of officers currently in the state and in the country. And that is why other states, not only Illinois, are adopting similar bills.
So at first, I understand there were some police organizations that were opposed to at least the initial version of the legislation. Why was that? What did they tell you? There were their concerns?
Mainly their concerns were that they weren't really educated on the topic. Many thought that I was allowing illegal immigrants from becoming cops, or those that are coming from temporary visas to become officers. And that's not the case. I had to really break it down to them. If they saw that a student visa, they are required to follow certain protocol. And also with other visitor visas are just, they have strict guidelines that they have to follow, because if they don't, they will lose that visa. So many of them come into this country as an athletic visa, as an entertainer visa, as a manufacturing visa, as a student visa. And those are the ones that they have to really go through just that career they're applying for. A student visa, they, for the first year of their visa overall, they have to work in a school. They can't apply for another job outside until after they prove themselves that they're able to, and they have to find a job that is in that field. So currently that wouldn't be allowed to be under for police officers to apply for to become a police officer.
You know, so much of the news coverage this year about immigration has focused on the asylum seekers that have often been bussed up from places like Texas. And, you know, Chicago has tried to accommodate them. There have been some struggles with that. Can you be clear about this? Can somebody who, for example, you know, recently crossed the border, they're seeking asylum in the United States, could they apply to become a police officer?
Currently, no. They can apply years later once they got their green card, their legal permanent resident. However, talking to a few that are in the process, in the waiting process, there it takes up to 5 to 10 years to become a legal permanent resident. They might get their employment card and be able to apply to different jobs. However, they cannot be an officer during this time frame. So it is going to take time. Eventually, once they go through the process and become legal permanent residents, they will be able to apply, but that's going to be years down the line.
So do you have a sense of how many people with green cards and, you know, and I know you said DACA recipients now cannot apply, so maybe we even leave them out, but how many people this could actually affect to become police officers?
It would be hundreds of thousands of people that can apply. I know with the DACA numbers, we have over 300,000 DACA recipients currently that could potentially have this opportunity if the federal government enacts it. But with legal permanent residents, I would say a lot more than that are currently legal permanent residents that can potentially even become citizens if they wanted to, because they do have a pathway for citizenship. However, I know many of them might be concerned of the constitution test that they have to take, the language barrier, or overall the price to become a citizen is now increased to close to $1,000.
That's interesting. Okay, so let me just take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. We're talking about a new law in Illinois. It's not going into effect until next year, but it would allow people who are not full citizens, but they are legally allowed to work in the country and they are legally allowed to possess firearms in the country to apply to become police officers. Currently, that mainly means people who have green cards, legal work permits in the United States. There is a section of the law, as we heard a moment ago, that does apply, would allow people in the DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the so-called DREAMers, to become police officers, but they are not presently allowed to possess firearms under federal law. So as we heard our guests say, that's more symbolic at this point. We're talking about all this with the lead sponsor of this legislation, State Representative Barbara Hernandez, who's a Democrat, represents Aurora, North Aurora, and Batavia in the western suburbs of Chicago. 800-222-9455 if you have a question about this law today. 800-222-9455. I want to ask you about a guest opinion essay that ran Monday in the Chicago Sun-Times. The Illinois Senate Republican leader, John Curran, said that the legislation was presented as an option for police departments, but in reality, it's closer to a mandate because departments could potentially violate the Illinois Human Rights Act, essentially discriminating against people if they do not consider non-citizen police applicants. What do you say to that?
I think I did my best to educate my colleagues in any way possible. I received a lot of support in the House side. I think the first version of the bill, we had every Republican, every Democrat supporting this bill. The second version of the bill did go to 100 both Democrat and Republicans, and only 7 Republicans voted no on this bill. So I think the numbers show that most of them supported this bill. The Senate, of course, was a little bit different. However, I think overall, this bill is, it is going to be enacted. It was passed as law. It is a shell allow individuals to apply, and it's just opening that pool. Of course, if they don't qualify for whatever reason, they didn't pass the training, they didn't pass a physical, then that is something that they can eliminate the participant, the employer or employee in the process. However, we're still trying to open that pool for applicants. Like I said, I want to make sure that we allow those that are qualified, that are wanting to do it, to sacrifice their life, because this is actually, becoming an officer is not an easy job. It is sacrificing their life. They're sacrificing a lot of things for them. So if they want to step up to this job, I feel like they should be able to. They should be allowed to.
You know, I wonder what it's been like. We see this every now and then. There are hundreds, if not thousands of, well, there's thousands of bills introduced, hundreds passed every year by the Illinois General Assembly. Very few state laws ever rise to this sort of level of becoming the national media frenzy topic of the week. What do you make of this sort of storm of mostly conservatives that followed after this was signed into law? I can quote a few of them. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was on Twitter saying, quote, "No illegal alien should have authority over any American citizen. This is a sad commentary on the state of America that this is even a debate." Congresswoman Lauren Boebert got into that as well, saying people who are breaking the law by their presence here can now arrest American citizens. I mean, we've talked about the ways in which those seem to be factually not what the law says, but I just wonder what it's been like from your perspective seeing this blow up nationally.
It's been interesting. I have received, of course, I've seen those comments. I've received comments from other individuals that are not that nice, to be honest. It reminds me of how divided this country is and how sometimes in this state we are divided in certain cases. However, I'm trying to do a service for my community. I know my district voted me in for this same reason, to help those that need it the most and open opportunities for them. So I know my district and my colleagues supported me on this, and I'm very grateful for that. And unfortunately, the country I know is very divided. But funny enough, I know we started with Congresswoman Mary Miller's stance, and her husband Chris Miller, who's a state representative, voted for the first version of this bill. So he absolutely supported the version of the bill, and then the second time, of course, he decided not to. But it's on record that he believes in this, that he, even though maybe some tweaks were happening, but I think overall we need to educate and stop spreading fear. Because that's honestly what people are doing, spreading fear. And that's where I started getting attacked from other people across the country because of this bill, spreading lies that illegal immigrants were going to become officers, and that I'm trying to build an army for whatever reason. And that's just unfortunate that people are spreading those lies and spreading conspiracy theories on this.
We're almost out of time. I noticed earlier this year you also had a similar piece of legislation geared toward firefighters. What was that about?
It is going to be the similar thing, allowing DACA recipients and permanent residents to become firemen as well. So that is something that I'm still going to work on in veto session. I try my best when doing legislation to talk to the stakeholders first before I submit any bill. So I wanted to make sure I got the approval of the fire unions and firemen that are present in their current job, and the retired as well, to just get the sense of what they think of this bill before moving forward. After that conversation, they felt comfortable with me presenting something. So that is why it's now a bill, and I'm hoping to pass that in veto session. And once again, I do have some support from a lot of Republicans as well on that side. And this one will be a little bit easier because we don't have to regulate on guns. So it will allow individuals to become firefighters if they want to.
And if the departments will hire them, of course. Of course. I wonder what you're, only about a minute left here. Are there any lessons you're taking from this? I mean, you mentioned you did have the majority of the House Republican legislators voting in favor of this legislation both times it went through the House. Procedurally, it had to be voted on twice. But I wonder if you're taking any lessons away from this experience.
Yes, I think we need to do a better job in educating when it comes to immigration issues. I think a lot of people did not understand what's the difference between undocumented DACA and legal permanent resident. I don't think people understand that there's three different categories. And of course, citizen, that's the easy one to understand. But I think we need to do a better job in educating people and showing them that it's not that easy to just become a citizen. It takes time, it takes years, it takes steps. And sometimes people leave their home country because of the issues that are going in their country of violence and safety and uncertainty. So that is why people are leaving their home country and they're coming to this home, to this new area, just because they want a better opportunity for their families. I know that's what my parents did. And I know a lot of people else have done it. So I think it's something that we need to really analyze. And hopefully the federal government one day changes this.
All right. Representative Hernandez, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show. More to come after a short break. Stay with us.